Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series, April 2015. Fearlessness. In the diamond module. So if you can do so safely, settle into this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with your soul. Sit comfortably in your chair, back straight, feet on the floor, or perhaps you're more comfortable sitting in the lotus position. Gently close your eyes, quiet the mind and body. Take a deep breath in and breathing in positive energy, releasing and breathing out anything that's not positive. Breathing in and relaxing into this moment, relaxing your body from head to toe as a wave of peaceful energy comes across from above your head, dropping down through your head, scalp, brain, neck, shoulders, relaxing. Relaxing down the arms, biceps, forearms, fingers, relaxed. Through your torso, chest, abdomen, internal organs, relaxed. Down through your lower back, hips, waist, thighs, relaxed, knees, lower legs, feet, relaxed, casting off any tension in any part of the body now, resting comfortably, relaxed in your chair. And if you can do so safely, gently close your eyes. Relax the mind. Limit and quiet the mind chatter, the need to think about today's activities, past events, or future expectations. Let them all go and become quiet in mind, body, and soul. Know that you can come back to those thoughts after this time of meditation, so no need to worry about them now. Beginning with gratitude. As we do all things, bring that person that you are grateful for to mind. Perhaps see a mental image of them. And bring that person into your heart center. Express and feel those feelings of gratitude for this person. Perhaps this brings a smile to your face. Feeling that grateful, loving energy. Allow that energy to grow and expand. Feeling your chest. Feel it expand further with every beat of your heart as it courses through your veins and arteries, nerves, radiating out through your entire body, perhaps even radiating through your fingers and toes, feeling them tingle with loving gratitude. Allow that beautiful energy to radiate out into your world, knowing that it blesses you and all those that you come in contact with. Your beautiful gratitude radiator, blessing yourself and your world. Yes. Fearlessness. To become fearless. Courage to stand up to your fears, to face your fears, and do it anyway. What are our fears? Are they, as the acronym says, false evidence appearing real? Perhaps. There are certainly big fears. In war times, fear of physical harm is real. And fear is real. Let's start to define and look at some fears we might be experiencing. Perhaps it's fear of public speaking. Or maybe it's fear of rejection, being afraid to express your feelings to that person, your object of affection, or person of affection. Perhaps it's fear of disapproval. Oftentimes, these fears are associated with an expectation, a certain outcome. When we have expectations, these can set us up for failure. There's a whole laundry list of fears that we could have. Fear of being late. So let's take a moment now. For all everyone's fears could be different. Let's take a moment now through a moment of silence and search for our fears to find them. What are they? When we start to become more aware of our fears, we can observe them in our lives. How are they affecting us? How are they serving or not serving us? Is it an empowering or disempowering fear? When we start to understand them and recognize them, oftentimes we can find that they are not based in reality. Oftentimes a fear is fear of how someone else will perceive our actions. Fear of not being accepted, fear of rejection. If I express my like or love for a person, and what if they don't like me back? I'll feel rejected. What if my speech is not accepted by others? Will I be ridiculed and found my fear of public speaking to be real? What if I'm late? Will they leave without me? Will they be angry at me? all perceptions, fears of how other people will perceive us. But when we can let go and trust that everything is in divine order, that there is a bigger plan, a bigger picture, go of some of those fears, knowing that we will arrive right on time, that the right and perfect people will hear our speech, that the right and perfect person to share our love and affection with will be there for us. By having faith and trust in divine order, can help us through our fears. One fun tool I love. Several years ago, the Staples Corporation came out with the Easy Button. Simply push the Easy Button and it presses a sound. That was easy. So when I was to do a hard task, like perhaps cold calling some prospective clients, and as soon as I finished, I realized that was easy. I hit the easy button. That was easy. That was easy. And it helped to affirm that life is easy, and that my fears did not have to have a paralyzing grip on my life. So I took that one step further. I had buttons made that when they were pressed, they said, "Thank you, God." Not only was it easy, but I give thanks, gratitude for working through my fear, for standing up to it and walking right through it, knowing that it was not only easy, but I was successful through it, that my perceived fear did not have to paralyze me, that I could trust that the divine order was orchestrating through my actions, that I was learning the right and perfect lessons for my soul's growth, so that as I stood up and walked through my fear, I gained strength and courage to do it again. But more importantly, my perception of fear changed. The more I stood up to it, the more I realized that it's no big deal. I can do that. I developed the courage to face my fears and see that they were not serving me. That as I walk through life with faith and trust, my fears were unfounded. That they were false evidence appearing real. So let's go deeper through the silence. Pick one fear and look at it. How is it appearing falsely? And how can you let it go? To commune deeply with your soul through a moment of silence. Yes. Yes. Through the awareness of our fears, we can see where they affect us. Begin to work through them, to overcome them, and be strengthened by the process. For oftentimes, fear comes from the need to control or the need to know what the outcome is. How will this affect me? What will happen? When we can let go of those. And we can be in the present moment We can be more focused, attentive, and present. Not worrying about the future, because we have built that faith and trust and that courage to know that the best and highest good is expressing through me now and always. We may be afraid of the in front of the board at our job. Be afraid if I'm not accepted, they not approve, I might lose my source of income, I might lose my job. But really, what is your source? Your source is from God. God supplies your every need with faith and trust. Perhaps there's another better opportunity for employment if this one is not the right one for you. Or perhaps it's fear of rejection, or fear of not being loved. What if I don't have this person in my life? This person will bring to me the love that I need, and I love them. But if I say that I love them, I might be hurt because they might not love me. We live in a world that is full of love. Oftentimes we block it out and not allow it to flow through us, not express it through us to others. And if it's not this person, there is a person out there to share love with. So when we start to look, are we controlling the situation? We need to know, or want to know, or desire to know the outcome. If I'll be late, they might leave without me. Or I might lose my job because I'm late. Fear of the unknown. Not trusting divine timing. That through the events of traffic, the elevator, the stairs, will arrive right at the perfect time to meet that person, to be in the right place at the right time. Are we controlling the situation? Are we trusting? Do we need to know the outcome? When we look at these factors of what our fears might be based around, they become easy to let go and let God, to have faith and trust, to stand strong in courage through our fears. So through the moment of silence, pick a fear and see yourself mentally standing up to it and walking through it. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your strength, for your courage that builds within us our fearlessness. Thank you, God, for your divine order of our lives that allows us to have faith and trust that the right and perfect events, the right and perfect timing, are unfolding before us now. That we have faith and trust to face our fears and walk through them anyway. And as we do so, we see that they are just false evidence appearing real, that our perceptions are not correct, that we are loved, we are divinely supported, that our lives are beautiful expressions of the abundance, peace, love, and joy that is ours for the taking, for the enjoying, for our lives are beautiful expressions of your work, and for this peace, for this love, we are grateful. We say thank you, God, and amen. So as we become more grateful for walking through our fears, we become more blessed. So as we look at fear and the law of attraction, if we are fearful of many things in our lives, if we have that fearful energy, we will attract back to us more things to be afraid of. But when we can be in gratitude, grateful as we face our fears and move through them and see that they are not as scary as they were, and the next time they're less scary, and the next time, that was easy, thank you God. We begin to attract back to us more things in which to be grateful for. So you have a choice to attract more fear or attract more gratitude. So as we know, we are divinely supported from within our heart center. As we begin to in this time of deeper communion with our soul, we bring back with us all those elements of fearlessness, love and gratitude, and trust, knowing that we can return to them at any time of the day, simply by turning within into our heart center. So as we begin to walk up those stairs, from our depths of meditation, every step up the illumined staircase, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, becoming more outwardly oriented, refreshed, ready to face the day, the challenges and fears that might present itself will be easily and effortlessly accomplished, walk through, and we will be grateful for the experience. As I am grateful for sharing this meditation time with you, you can find more information about us on our website at believeingratitude.net, where you can sign up for B groups live in a virtual classroom interaction, studying the topic of the week in more depth. Visit us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe or The Achievement Process, our sister site, our sister company. Where at The Achievement Process, we achieve our heart's desires, goals, and dreams with gratitude, ease, and grace. Remember, gratitude is the elixir that enriches our lives in all areas. Express it often and feel its loving presence enrich your life. So as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are, and have a grateful day.